And the loyd yoshei b'sharasam, this is my favorite pasuk. Loyd, this is pasuk, this is mamish. By the way, it's shlishi. All of the secrets of the week are all rooted in the aliyah of the day. So tomorrow is election day, yom shlishi, and we can't have a better remez at Lot. It says Yoshev, they were nismane Lot to be the leader on that day. I mean, you gotta be blind not to see the hashkocha pratis.
Right.
The third aliyah is shlishi. This is the first pasuk of the third aliyah. And the only place you have b'chol haTorah kula in election is the first pasuk of Yom Shlishi Parshas Vayera. V'lod Yoshev. What does it say in Rashi on this pasuk? V'lod Yoshev. Jump to Rashi immediately. V'lod Yoshev. Yoshav Ksif. Oso hayoyim minuhu shoyfet aleihem. So isn't this amazing? Isn't this amazing? This is the only place
where you... win, a shaker?
So it doesn't sound too good. Lot was not a good person. Lot had a very bitter... Lot was corrupt. I'll show you why he was corrupt. Number one, it says, Vayismamo, he didn't want to leave because money. He delayed, Vayismamo. Why did he do that long? It's because he didn't want to lose his money. So Lot was in it for the money. Okay, that's so he was corrupt. Number two, Lot was worse than them all because Lot was willing to give his own daughters to the people for Avera. What kind of model of leadership is that? Where the head of state is willing himself to take his own daughters and give them over for an Avera. If the head of the country does this, what could you expect from people in the country itself?
The Shira crisis was very difficult.
The Shira crisis, and that's not what it says. That's not exactly what it says over here. So this is a very frightening topic over here, of what we're dealing with over here of Lot, the only elected leader in the country in the whole Torah is this pasuk. V'lod Yoshev b'shar stone in the gate of stone. Vayar Lot vayakam likrasam vayishtachu apayim arts, and he bowed down artsa to the ground. Okay, let's see what he says in Rashi. Let's see Rashi first. Rashi says here on this pasuk, "Vayovo shnei hamalachim two. Echal hashkes hestom, yechal hasel hestom." There are two malachim. One malach was here to destroy Sodom, and one malach was to save Lot. There were two malachim. Two malachim arrived. Who also shabal l'rapis Avraham. The malach that came to heal Lot is the one that originally healed Avraham. So it's interesting that there's a correlation between being healed and being saved. Ordinarily, one malach only has one job. In other words, the question, why wasn't the malach who gave the good news to Sarah that you're going to have a child, why wasn't that malach, why wasn't it dispatched to go to stone? The Ashlishi, the third malach, Shabbat Levat Levaser Esara, Kevon she also shlichus, it disappeared. It went away. Now here's the question: that malach, why couldn't that malach be the one that went either to destroy Sodom, or why couldn't that malach be the one that went to save Lot? So what will you answer me? You'll answer is that the malach that's appointed to give over good news, b'soyrois, toyrois, yeshuas, v'nechomois, cannot possibly be the same malach that's going to destroy a country. Right? I think that's pretty safe to say. We have a question. There were three malachim. One went to Avram to heal Avram. One went to tell Sarah good news. And one went to destroy Sodom. Why was it necessary to have so many malachim? The malach that went to tell Sarah. Why couldn't that be the malach that went to will go now and to destroy Sodom? So the answer has to be obviously the malach that says good news is not a malach that's going to be destructive. But why can't that malach be the one that will save Sodom? it's the same thing. He's going to save a person. He's going to save Sodom, and he's going to give over good news. So I don't have an answer, but the only thing I can think of is there's a very big difference between the two. Lot did not deserve to be spared. He didn't deserve to be spared. Sarah deserved the child. It would cast doubt on Sarah that Sarah really deserved a child. If the Malach coming to save Lot, he doesn't deserve it. Lot doesn't deserve to be saved. He doesn't deserve to be saved. Lot was a wicked person. He went and made all the wrong choices in life. He's only being saved in the Zuchus of Avram. So if you're going to say, oh, the same way Lot didn't deserve to be saved, so too the Malach that came and told Sarah you can have a child, she doesn't really deserve it. So therefore, you know, it couldn't be that. The Malach that went and informed that Sarah's going to have a child was the real deal. She really deserved it. When you really deserve it, that's in the world to itself. You can't mix roles. You can't go and be a destructive Malach, and you can't be a Malach that comes to be a politician to tell, oh, Sarah, you know, Lot, you're going to save Lot. May I hear what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yeah.
The same way people will say that Lot, it's a fact, Rashi says, Lot did not deserve to be spared. It was only the spirit in the Zechus of Avram. People will say that Sarah also didn't deserve a child. So the whole Klal Yisrael, Leidas Yitzchak, we don't deserve it. We didn't earn it. So therefore, Klal Yisrael were on very weak footing.
That's why they had to have two different Malach.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Completely. That's why the Malach went to
Sarah. What happened today in Israel? A woman in Modi'in started giving birth at home. The Hatzalah came to help her, but her husband was nowhere around. He was learning in Kailo.
Yeah.
So she told him he's learning in the south part of the city. They sent out guys to look at every kailo till they finally, after half an hour, they found him.
What do they need him for? What do they need him for? Who cares?
So when he came, when they found me, he said, thank you, I'll finish learning, I'll come home.
What do they need to find him? If she's giving birth, what do they need him for? Let her give birth.
All right. If she would run to the hospital, he would be there too, right? But so anyway, yeah. He said, don't bother me. Thank you for letting me know. Now I know. I'll be come home when I finish learning.
Okay, I know someone that was giving a shiur. I know someone, you know, I don't know if you remember this year, if Herschel Schechter was giving a shiur, and in the middle of the shiur, his wife says to him, Mazel Tov, we had a grandchild. So he says to his wife, Mazel Tov, and he just continues giving the shiur. So it created a very big storm on the internet that, how could it be if Herschel Schechter, he's from the Gedolei Yisrael, and his wife tells, he's giving a shiur on Zoom, and his wife tells him, guess what? Our daughter just had a baby. And he basically ignores her. And he says, Mazel Tov. And he goes back and he continues to shiur. So
right.
people were very, there was a lot of commentary
right.
on this.
Okay? He was right.
Why was he right?
Because there's nothing he can help. Usually they don't tell you right away. They'll tell you an hour later anyway. So
right.
And he has all these people waiting for him. What's the big deal?
All right. Listen, you can join all the bloggers and give your comments. So this story was good. So I know someone is also a Rosh Yeshiva. And he told me, big deal, I had the same story with myself. He tells me that he was giving a shiur, and it was on Torah Anytime. The shiur, he told me, he doesn't know where it is. He can't find it, but it's somewhere on Torah Anytime. He was giving the shiur. And in the middle of the shiur, his wife called him. And his wife said, we have to go to the hospital right now. My water broke, whatever it is. We have to go to the hospital right now. And he says to her, all right, I'll come soon. On Torah Anytime. It's recording. So he claims. And he hangs up the phone. And he continues giving the shiur for another 10 minutes. And then he goes and he leaves. So he says to me, I have the same story with my own wife. My own wife.
I was working at Crown Heights. I was working on a grant. I was working over, late into the night, and my wife called me. She says, I think my water broke. So I said, I can't get there right now. I'm busy working on something. What should I do? I said, you have your friend. Go with your friend. So she never forgave me for it.
Oh, so Taka, you see?
The water didn't really break then, and she thought it broke, but meanwhile, I had a deadline, and I couldn't leave it.
I have to find this Shiralani. He told me that it's on Torah and Tav. He doesn't know where it is. I'm going to try to find it, present it to him. Okay, any event, I have nothing else to do, right? I'm going to waste time on this Maharish guy. Any event, over here is Sodom, over here it's a Pel de Gazach, what it says over here, and Rashi says, what happened? I lost the place here already. Let me go get this again. I lost the place ready for the, lost the place. Nachamal. Tanakh, Genesis, Vayera 3. Okay, Ablaze, we want to welcome you back. Ablaze, you should know that when you were not here, we were considering canceling the share. Our anchor and rock. You know, we missed you very, very much. We miss you.
Shouldn't do that.
We miss you very much. We really did. Okay. But we have here the gladders. The gladders are our steadfast, loyal, supportive share. Heshi Barth comes. And Mayor. You know, what would life be like without Mayor?
I can't work efficiently without Lays about you.
All right, so over here, just to fill in our base, we were taking note of something that is shocking. That there's only one election in the entire Torah. That's in Parshas Vayera, the first pasuk of the third Aliyah. There's a principle, that all of the events of the week and of the day are hidden in the parasha, and you break down the days of the week, break down the days of the week into the seven aliyos. That means Tuesday corresponds to Shalishi, the third aliyah. The first pasuk of the third aliyah says, Vayvoshne hamalochim sedoma ba'erev, the malochim arrived in Sodom in the evening, Vilot Yoshev Bishar Sidoim. Rashi says here, what does it mean, Yoshev? Yoshev means on that day he was elected to be the leader of the people of Sodom. Rashi says, unbelievable. Rashi over here says, Vilot Yoshev, Yoshav Ksiv, Oso Hayoim Minuhu Shoifet Alehem. On that day, they appointed him, which I assume means they elected him. What are the chances that election day will fall out on Yom Shlishi Parshas Vayera, the very first pasuk of the third Aliyah, which corresponds to Tuesday, where it says over here there was an election, and Lot was appointed to be the leader of the people of Sodom. Now, how does that apply to us? I have no idea how it applies to us. Lot was not exactly a very good leader. Lot was corrupt, on the one hand, because Lot did not want to leave because he wanted to save his money. That's why the word Vayisma is Ashal Sheles is because he delayed because he wanted his money. So he was in it for the money, it seems. Number two, Lot did the worst thing possible. He gave his two daughters, he offered his two daughters to the people of Sodom. You don't do that. A leader, if the leader of the people is willing to give up his two daughters to appease the people of Sodom, if that's what the leader does, you can only imagine what the people of the country themselves do. So Mitzad Echlo was the worst person possible. Mitzad Sheni, Lot, on the other hand, was a very good person. He defended his guests. He went against the whole sentiment of society, and he closed the door to save them. So I don't know. I don't know what to make out of this, and it's certainly not going to make a difference who's going to win tomorrow. That's for sure. And what this country is going to look like tomorrow, no one knows nothing. Everyone is very concerned about cheating. That's the big talk in the news today about people. Do the people even trust the whole process? But here it's an amazing thing. He was elected in the gate of Sodom. Vayarlod, Vayokum Likrosam, he got up, he went to greet them, Vayishtachu Apayim Arts, and he bowed down. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi on Pasuk says, Shnei, why were there two? Echol Hashchis es Sodom, one Malach. There were two angels. One came to destroy Sodom, Echol Hatzel to save Lot. The one that went to save Lot was the same Malach that went to heal Avram. The Hashlishi, the third angel, disappeared. The angel that came to spear Sarah, that angel went home. And we discussed just briefly why did it have to be that the angel that went to give Sarah good news, how come it did not participate in the Sodom episode? So the answer we said is because telling Sarah you're going to have a child is good news. It's pure good news. Sarah deserves a child. A malach that is dispatched to tell a person good news and news that she deserves a child cannot possibly be the same angel that will be a partner in Churban, in destroying a country, and cannot possibly be an angel that's going to save Lot, because Lot doesn't deserve to be saved. Sarah deserved to have a child. Lot did not deserve. If you would have the same angel, people would say, the same way Lot did not deserve to be saved, Sarah did not deserve to have a child. So the Malach that told Sarah that she's going to have a child cannot possibly be the same Malach that's going to save Lot. Okay, now, let's go further. Hamalachim, the angels, or Halim Karim Anoshim. This is an amazing Rashi. Over here, they're called angels. But they're called Lahalon, they're called Anoshim, the beginning of the parasha. It says there were three Anoshim that came to greet Avraham. Why in the beginning of the parasha, when they came to greet Avraham, are they called Anoshim? And why here are they called Malochim? So Rashi says something here that is really beyond the pale. He says something that is so deep, that there is so much depth in what he says. Ulahalon kiram anoshim, kishahoisa shechina imohem kiram anoshim. When the Shechina was resting with the angels, then the angels were called anoshim. What does that mean? What does that mean? When the Malachim came to greet Avraham, Hashem also came to greet Avraham. Or maybe Avraham was also, the Shechina rested upon Avraham. So then the angels became Anoshim. But here, there's no Shechina. Sedom is a place for lowlifes. There's no Shechina here. The Mela, they're called angels. Okay, let's go for a Dover Acher. Eitzel Avraham, Shekoichai Godol, V'hoyu Hamalachim, Tedidim Etzloi, Kanoshim. A second interpretation, which is a little bit, I don't know what the difference is, when you're in the presence of Avram, they're called Anoshim. The Eitzalot, Kira'am, they're called Malochim. Okay, this needs a lot of interpretation, which I don't, not now is not the time, because we're not going to get anywhere. Let's go further. Ba'erv in the evening, V'chi kol kach shoham Malochim mechevron l'stoim. They went from Chevron to Sodom. Rashi seems to indicate that it's a very short distance. They were in the morning, they went for breakfast to Avraham and Chevron, and now they came to Sodom. It takes 5 minutes. Or you call an Uber, and you're there within 5 minutes. So why did they first arrive in the home of Lot in the evening? And Rashi, V'chi, kol kach sho, ha-malachim v'chevron l'stom, el, the answer is, malachi ha-shirachim ha-yu. These were angels of mercy. They were hoping that Avraham was still working to the very, very last moment to find a solution to negotiate with Hashem to save the people, to save them. The Lot Yoshe Bashar Sidoim, Yoshav Ksiv, Oisahayoim Minu Shoifet Alehem. The Yarloit, Mibes Avraham, Lomad, Lachzor Ala Orchim, Lot he saw. Why did he see? Because Lot was a relative of Avraham and he was trained to do chesed, to look for guests. There's a lot going on here in this Rashi. Let's take a look over here what it says over here in the Targum. Okay, let's see the Targum in this passage. The Targum Unkelis says as follows. Targum Unkelis, Albereshus. Valu train malachaya listom Baramsham. There were two angels that came to Stom. Baramsham means in the afternoon, in the evening. Ramsham means in the evening. Okay, do we have over here an English translation? Two angels in the evening. You see, in the evening, they came to him. Valod Yosef Besara, Lo was sitting in the gate, listom. Vachazoi so Lo to come lekadom Musa. And he got up in front of them. Usigid, he bowed down alapoi alar on the ground. Okay. Now, I just want to say some drush here very quickly is, Rashi says that they were waiting, it says in the evening. It says, bo'erev. And the very next words were, v'lot yoshe b'sharistom, which Rashi interprets to mean, he was elected to be the official. So I want to suggest, this was the zuchus. This is what they were looking for. A new leader. A new leader will turn the country around. Sodom was doomed. It was meant to be.
So now you know who's going to win. You just predicted it.
What I predict? Who's going to win?
A new leader.
A new leader? Oh, you're saying very good, Mayor. You're saying good. New leader.
Someone new. I'm right.
Halavai, you should be right. But I really, for some reason, my heart tells me we're in a lot of trouble. Okay, I don't know.
We're in trouble anyway, but that's besides the point.
Okay, but this was, it was working. Avraham Avinu, look at this Rashi, look at the juxtaposition. It says Stom came in the Erev, in the evening. Erev? Why the Erev? It should be, he should come immediately. The answer is because Avraham Avinu was working to the very last minute. He was praying to Hashem. His prayers worked. What? Where do we find that his prayers worked? Guess who they elected on that day? Vilod Yosef, a new leader. New leadership can turn the country around. New leadership. He was appointed to be. And who is Lot? Vayar Lot, Vayakam Likrosam. Let's change our attitude in this crazy country. Instead of being a selfish country of only looking for ourselves, let's do chesed. Let's look to help people. See, the you take all the Rashis and piece it together. The Malachim came to Sodom to destroy Sodom, but they came late. Rashi, why did they come late? Because they were giving Avraham Avinu a chance to fix the country, to be mispalel to Hashem. Avraham's tefilos worked. He got in his man. He was able to work it out that they elected a new leader who had the midos of Avraham Avinu himself, of Chesed, Lod Yoshe Bishar. He became the leader on that day. And what was Lod doing right away? He was implementing new policies, a new plan of action. We're going to do Chesed in this country. We're not going to go and cut people's feet off and stretch them on the bed, and if their heads are too big, to chop off their head. We're going to be good. Vayar Lod, Vayakam Likrosam. Lod was looking to do chesed, and he ran to greet them. Vayishtachu Apayim Artsa. So far, so good. And what happened? Vayomer, he said, Achinei no Adonai, Surno el Beis Avdechem, Velinu Verachetsu Vadayelchem, Wudun Chesed, stay overnight, wash your feet, no more Avodazara, we're going to get rid of the idols, Vishkamtem, wake up early, Valachtem, Ledarkechem, Vayomu Loi. And the angel said, "No, ki v'rochoiv nolin." Rashi, "Hineinom adoy nai, hineinom atem adonim li, achar shavartem olai." He see, he was very good. You're my masters. Davar achar hineinom tzrichem atem los eslev al roshom halolu shlo yakir bochem v'zugi eitzan nechoina. Second interpretation he's telling him over here is, you got to listen to me. I'm your master. I am hineinom adonai. Adonai, so how does that fit into the words of the pasuk? Hine no Adonai suruno. Well, I guess saying suruno means get, hide yourself. You come into a very wicked country. Bunch of Rishoyim in this place. They're going to kill you in any second. You have to pay attention to the wicked people here. They should not recognize you. And this is a good advice. Suruno. Ikmu esaderch lebeisi derch hakala soin shlo yakidu shatem nechnasem l'sham. Come into my house in hiding. Lekach nemar suruno. He told them to come in. He told them to come in. Come in, in other words, don't let people know that you're my guest. the linu v'rachatzu aglechem, stay overnight and wash your feet. Is normally you wash your feet before you come into the house. That's why there's always a welcome mat. When you come into someone's house, there's a welcome mat. You're supposed to rub your feet on the mat, not to make the house dirty. You really think that rubbing your feet on the mat is going to make a difference? It's not going to make any difference. But you still have to do it to make believe, right? You play along the show. I go into someone's house, you rub your feet on the mat. Baloney. It's not gonna make the house any cleaner. But listen, that's what you gotta play along. So he told him first wash, come in, and then later wash your feet. Why? Ella kachamaloit in kishuyavo anshetstein. If people of some they come, they see viundal sisha gvar rachatzu raglechem. You've already washed your feet. Yalilu olai, they're gonna mock me. The yomru kvar avu shnei yamim shloisha shabo lebeischa v'loy choy datan. They've been here a very long time. You didn't tell us. Lefich Amar Mutov, it's better she's akvu kan ba'avak raglechem, better sitting with dust on your feet. Sheyu nirin k'mo shabo achshav. Make believe. Make believe you came now, and therefore the people won't get so upset. Amar, linu techila, first come into the house, and later wash your feet. Don't let it appear as if you've washed your feet first, because then they're going to suspect that you've been my guest here for a long period of time. And then they're going to be angry. Vayom ulo uli Avram amu kein tase. Avram, they said, do whatever you want. By lo, they said, no mikan shemisarv lekatan ve'enim samagadol. From here, you learn that you can refuse a kindness of a katan. Lo was a katan, but you cannot refuse the kindness of a gadol. Ki brechov no lin harei ki mishamish loshen ela. But we're not going to stay in the street. Sha'am ulo nasa el beischa ela berechova shal ir nolim. We're going to live in the street. Okay, now I want to suggest an idea. Could be left. Let's first maybe see the Targum first. Targum Unkelus. Unkelus here says V'amar bivu ka'ana. Extra words. It says over here in the Targum V'amar, the Malachim said no bivu, bivu. What does it mean bivu? So in the English translation it says, please, behold. That's the word hine. Hine. No, bivu means please. I'm sorry. It means please. Bivu means please. Kan means now. No means now. Hine. Ayyohoimer hine. Hine means, it's not hine. It's not hine, it's hine. What does hine mean? It means please. Now, Ribonai, my master. Zuru ka'an lebeis avdechoin. It means, the Lot said please. Now, my masters, zu means to turn. Now, lebeis avdechon, to the home of your master, to the home of your servant. Uvisu means to lodge. The aschoy means to cleanse. Raglechon, to wash your feet. Usikadmun, get up early in the morning. Usaholchon, and travel. Leorchachon, to on the road. Lamaru, and they said lo, Elohein. They said no, but law no, but berchayva no this. We will reside in the street. Okay, so I want to suggest an idea here, and I want to say the reason why Lot failed was exactly because of this. I really believe it's true. Avraham Avinu was working behind the scenes here to get in his man, to get in Lot. The best chance the country had to change was Lot. But Lot basically did not want to implement new policies in the country. Lot was afraid. Lot personally, yeah, I'm looking for Orchim guests. But Lot, I don't know if this is true or not, but there is something to this, is Lot should have publicly said to the angels, come, I want to invite you into my home as my guest in public. In front of the whole country. I want to show the country that my leadership, we're going to change. We're not going to be wicked like we were until now. Until now, we were wicked. Everyone knows the Anshei Yisrael Chatoim Rem Lashem Me'oid. Lot was the best chance they had to break out of wicked leadership. But Lot failed miserably. It was the same thing all over again. He just, personally, he was a good person. personally was a very good person, but he did not want to take a stand against the son. Instead, over here, he's behaving in a surreptitious way. He said, don't let the people see that I'm inviting you into my house. Go around the back. Don't wash your feet. What's the purpose of your leadership? If you're a new leader and you want to, and the people have put their trust in you, and you're behaving with the same old policies, then they're going to rip you to shreds. If you'll be bold and publicly stand up, they elected you. They elected you to lead the country, to make changes. Get up in front of the whole country and publicly invite these people into your home as guests to show them we're now having a new policy. We're now going to be kind and gracious. We're not looking to murder people and kill people. We're looking over here at just the opposite. If you'll do that as a public policy, who says the people are going to try to kill them? They're going to try to demand, take them out, we want Mishkav Zachar. If you are following the old policies of killing everyone, so when the people find out there's a new people in town that they can abuse, they're going to continue the... But if you're going to publicly make a statement, that will change the whole country. Sometimes when you have a little chutzpah and you do it with conviction, then people give you a chance. The failed policy was a miracle he was elected. V'lot yoyshe b'shar sedom. Lot saw a guest come. Oh, gevald. But here is where he failed. Here is where when he said now, Hine no other suru no, here he failed immediately. He said, suru, go quietly in the back exit. No one should see you. What Lot should have done was he should have said, rolled out the red carpet and publicly said, welcome. We have a new, there's a new law in town. We have a new leader here. And the people have appointed me. Appointing me as leader gives me a mandate to implement new policies. Give me a chance. Let the people, let the guests come in with kavod. This he failed immediately. Avraham Avinu was working the whole day to be mispalel that they should vote for him. In Eretz Yisrael, you know, some of the gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, they fasted on election day. It is such a religious holiday. It became a religious holiday in Eretz Yisrael, election day in Eretz Yisrael. People fast, and people they daven, they say slichas, they do all these things. That there should be siyata d'shmaya, that people, when they go into the voting booth, they should vote for the right person, and that no one should steal the election. There is so much corruption out there. People have, they can do crazy, crazy things to steal the election. It's a religious day. Avraham Avinu, the whole day was fasting, was working his head off, that Lot should get in. Miracle of miracles, Lot got in. But after he got in, he failed as a leader. His first speech was, Suruna, we're going to continue the old policies. And I happen to appreciate Hachnosas Archim, so I'll do it surreptitiously. No one should find out. But publicly, the policies are the old policies. Kill everyone. Torture everyone. So now when people find out that you're a hypocrite, you're keeping the old policies of torture, but you secretly are trying to take people into your house behind the back door, we're going to kill you also, Lot. We're going to get hold of you. This was failed leadership. The mistake right over here is suruno linu verachetsu. What he should have done was hinei no Adonai yovo el beisi, and wash your feet in public, and then come into the house. Let the whole world see. And don't say vishkamtem, get up early. You'll leave midday be'etzem hayom hazeh. So right away, forget it. Even Avram, he tried, you could take the horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. You can force a boy to go out with a girl, and a girl to go out with a boy, but you can't force them to get married. Okay, there's only that much you can do. Avraham worked his head off the whole day that they should come, but Erev, because in the meantime, Avraham was pulling the strings for Lot to be Yoshev Bishar Sidon, new leadership. And Lot was the right person. Vayar Lot, he went out to find the guests, but he caved in too quickly. Hineinah Adonai Suruna, that's where he went wrong. And he said to them, Linu Verachatsu. He should have said, no, Rachatsu and then Velinu. He didn't have the he didn't have the stamina, didn't have the conviction to lead with strength. He didn't have the guts. That is failed leadership. Okay, that's now my drush over here. All right, we'll stop over here by side. Thank you for coming.
Servus laser bachi. How are you?
Servus, Maya. Okay. Good.
Coming
thank
tomorrow?
You very much.
You coming
yes,
tomorrow?
Yes. I will try, yeah.
Very good.
You lit up the whole shul today, Ablazer. You lit up the whole shul. It was lichtig today.
Okay, everybody.
How was your vacation? How was your vacation?
It was very nice.
Where'd you go?
What?
We went to Israel.
Wow. So what so you went for a simcha? Ablazer, you went for a simcha just to visit? Okay, so how was it? It was nice? You had a good time?
It was nice, the weather was nice, and we visited friends. Friends visited us, we went to Yerushalayim,
very
Tel Aviv,
nice.
All around the relaxed.
Very nice, very good. How was election day? Election was Lebedik? You were there during the elections? You were there during the elections?
Yes, they were campaigning. Young people were going around the streets. But afternoon already, like by 3 or 4 o'clock, Netanyahu's people were very late.
They knew already it was over?
Yeah. No, not, but they felt how many people turned out.
Wait, what happened? What did you say?
Of their commentaries.
They already knew who won.
They saw that the turnout. So how was the turnout? That's what I feel.
Wow. All right.
We were driving in a car, and a bunch of Netanyahu people, they say, open the window. We open the window, they throw at us rubber bands.
Rubber bands? For
and
what?
That was, to put on the hand. Blue. And that was in Tel Aviv.
Oh.
In the bedroom of the liberals.
Interesting. Wild people. Try that in America. They'll put you in jail in America. If someone's in America, they'll lock you up. All right. Good to have you back.
Thank you very much.
Please. We miss you very much.
Nice to be back.
We miss you here very much. Very lonely here without you here. All right. Okay, I'm going to go. Have a good night, everybody. Have a good night. Mr. Miss Glad, have a good night.